HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai on Thursday said physical classes in schools in the national capital will be suspended from Friday till further orders in view of an increase in the air pollution levels. The decision came after the Supreme Court on Thursday pulled up the Delhi government for resuming physical classes in schools amid a rise in the air pollution levels in the city. "We had reopened schools considering the forecast that air quality would improve. However, the air pollution levels have increased again and we have decided to shut schools from Friday till further orders," Rai said. After remaining shut since November 13, physical classes in schools, colleges and other educational institutions had resumed from Monday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a crucial meeting on Thursday to discuss cyclone-related situation in the country. The meeting comes in the wake of an impending cyclone in the Bay of Bengal. The low-pressure area in the Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into cyclonic storm Jawad by December 3rd. It is expected to cross the coasts of Andhra Pradesh and Orissa by the morning of December 4th, with wind speeds ranging from 90 kmph to 100 kmph, accompanied by heavy rainfall and tidal waves in the coastal districts of these states. The cyclonic storm is likely to affect the districts of Srikakulam, Visakhapatnam and Vijayanagaram in Andhra Pradesh and the coastal districts of Orissa. It is also likely to bring heavy to very heavy rainfall in the coastal areas and Gangetic parts of West Bengal. Former Prime Minister of Japan Shinzo Abe's upfront warning to China that Tokyo and Washington will not stand by if Beijing attacked Taiwan is a message to President Xi Jinping to tone down his belligerence over Taipei. Speaking virtually at a forum organized by a Taiwanese think tank on Wednesday, Abe said, "An armed invasion of Taiwan would be a grave danger to Japan. A Taiwan emergency is a Japanese emergency, and therefore an emergency for the Japan-US alliance. People in Beijing, President Xi Jinping in particular, should not have a misunderstanding in recognizing this." Abe is head of the largest faction of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and remains a very influential figure in the party and the island nation. Election strategist Prashant Kishore on Thursday said Congress's leadership is not the divine right of an individual, especially when the party has lost more than 90% elections in the last 10 years in a veiled dig at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. The strategist, who was, a few months ago, rumored to be joining the party, did not, however, dismiss the significance of the party in the present political landscape of the country. "The idea and space that Congress represents is vital for a strong opposition," Kishore tweeted. "Let opposition leadership be decided democratically," Prashant Kishore added. Rajya Sabha Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu on Thursday urged the government and the opposition to find a way to end the stalemate over the suspension of 12 members of the House. After the House passed a resolution on Monday moved by the government to suspend the members for unruly behavior on the last day of the monsoon session, opposition lawmakers have been protesting against the decision. "It is human to err and it is also human to make amends. One cannot refuse to amend and insist on glossing over the wrongdoings. I urge both the sides of this August House to talk it out and let the House do its mandated job," Naidu said. Rajya Sabha has been unable to transact business since the beginning of the winter session on Monday due to disruptions by the opposition over the suspension of 12 members for unruly behavior on August 11 in the House.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.